That is Republica.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
What a great song. Sounding good at Radio X.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
Thursday morning at 7:30. All right, so we need to wrap it up with these celebrities because we're getting too many.
There are hundreds.
And a lot that we absolutely cannot read out on the radio.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
Morning all, J.R. Hartley here. I'll come on to promote my fly fishing book.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
Okay, it's a yes from Pippa, so there you go.
Lovely.
Good morning, team. Duncan Goodhue here, just going for a swim. But I can pop in after to talk about my new range of goggles and nose clips.
It's a yes from me.
Which, I believe, was the name of your first band.
It was Goggles and Nose Clips.
Your mate Luke Goggles.
Exactly.
And Sarah Nose Clips.
That's right.
You're very good, I believe. The Enemy wrote about you.
Also, Dom Duncan's probably one of the only people around who's balder than you are.
He's so bald.
No need for that.
He lost all his hair when he fell out of a tree at the age of 15. Duncan Goodhue, apparently. All fell out. Isn't that amazing? Great swimmer, though.
Hi, it's Chris Eubank here. I'd love to come in and talk about my new book about ethics. I've only ever been to Essex a few times.
Yeah.
But it's good that Eubank's written a book about it.
Yeah, it's very good.
Hi, Chris Eubank. I'm one of the Homes Under the Hammer people, the one with the spiky hair. I'm promoting homes that go under a hammer. I'm in Leicester Square right now buying hair gel. Shall I pop in?
Right, okay.
Do you want the Homes Under the Hammer man?
Personally, I'd love that.
Okay, it's a yes from Dom. And finally, hi, Bob Marley here. I would love to promote my donuts with jam in. So
that's really good.
Really good. That was really good 35 years ago. But
yeah, what is it?
So it's a yes for Duncan Goodhue,
yeah.
J.R. Hartley,
yes.
The Homes Under the Hammer person. Sorry, Bob, you'd not made the cut.
Have you mentioned Dan Walker yet?
Has Dan texted in?
Yeah.
Saying,
Dan Walker here. If you'd like me, I could come on the show and tell you what it's like to have an affair and get off with Pip.
Right.
Lovely.
Actual Dan. Thank you.
That's a yes from me.
Yeah.
Right, see you all later.
All letters. We get letters. And the letters all have
R. Bumpy, 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 bumpy.
Now, you may remember yesterday when I was talking about the weather. I said it's going to be 27 degrees yesterday, and everyone was saying, don't be silly, Dom, you're an idiot.
Well, you made it up, didn't you?
Well, no. I have a feel for weather and predictions and forecasting. Everyone else around the country was saying 26
degrees.
You don't
need to see what the house's temperature is going to be, and you add 1 degree.
Oh, I also do that as well. Here is proof. Phil from Whitley Bay has taken a picture of the temperature.
No, not in the car. If it's a picture of the dashboard of the car, it doesn't count.
No, it's not in the car.
It's always higher.
It's in his
kitchen. It's on his dashboard.
It is in from the car. Yeah. Dom, you were right about temperature. This is where I work.
Is it 28.5?
It's 27, back on.
Yeah, there you go.
27 degrees.
Yeah, that's the temperature gauge that's attached to a hot engine, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was recorded yesterday. I think it was in parts of Scotland. It was 27.5 degrees yesterday.
No.
Scotland?
Yeah.
No, it can't be.
Yeah. Well, this was in Newcastle-upon-Tyne. It was 27. I think it was in Scotland.
Newcastle has famously never gone above 7 degrees.
No, I know. Well, whenever we're there, it's always freezing and wet. So, yes, I think everyone's saying 30 degrees today. I'm going 31. I'm going 31 degrees. Remember where you heard it first? Due to my unique meteorological weather forecasting skills.
Isn't it funny you can say meteorological, which I struggle to say, but you can't say cannelloni?
No, meteorological cannelloni.
Yes, you can.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Say it again.
Good.
Cannelloni.
No, so what's the first one?
Meteorological.
And then I'm hungry, I want some...
Cannelloni.
There you are, perfect.
I can say Emerson Mnangagwa now, though.
So on BBC News,
they
actually wrote a story saying Scotland temperatures nudged 25 degrees on hottest day of the year. So in other words, it was 24 something degrees.
Right, hang on.
But you said it was...
It was 27 degrees yesterday.
Right.
Somewhere.
But the BBC, the news, actually says it was almost 25.
Yeah. So it might not have been Scotland.
And I love the photo they use. Okay. It's a partly cloudy sky. Not even a clear blue sky.
Let's have a look.
It doesn't matter, Dom. It doesn't matter. Dom, let it go.
I think it was 27 somewhere.
Dom, it doesn't...
31 degrees today, though, please. Just remember where you had
Dominic.
It.
Dominic.
Let it go, let it go.
I've let it go.
Okay.
Hi, Dom. Hi, team. A few weeks back, my band called Refuge released our debut track called Bored. I was hoping to get some airtime. I'm a regular listener. Instead of sending you men's pamphlets, Dom, I thought let's get you all something that you really want. Alcohol. I then hand-delivered said booze direct to your building, and a young man at the door assured me the box would go to the post room and it would get to you. Yesterday I heard you asking for more things to be sent in. I want to just basically check what's happened to it. Pip, I believe you have an update.
Oh.
Well, Courtney, who stands at the front door of the building, apparently yes. The other day was very, very drunk, sat on a chair, trying to read a newspaper with a load of empty bottles around him. So
humming a tune called Bored by the band.
I don't know if that's a coincidence.
I believe what happened is...
Oh.
We brought the box up, but it was quite heavy, and because we didn't get round to reading that letter that day...
Right.
We put it in the corner of the studio. Then it was there for so long, we thought we'd read it. So we took all the booze out and threw the box away.
Right.
And I believe that that is the one that they're talking about.
Okay, so how much booze?
There was
a box full of booze.
Where is the booze is the question. There's a few leftover bottles down there. Three Guinness and a Estrella. But I'm not quite sure what happened to the rest.
Right, okay.
I'm not sure what happened to the rest.
Oh. So somebody has basically half-inched that.
Well,
half-inched it.
You'd normally accuse Dan O'Connell, normally accuse Dan O'Connell because he's a thief.
But
famously, he doesn't drink.
No.
Because he's, as you always say, Dom, a bore. And
don't say that.
No, you say people who don't drink are boring.
I don't say that.
Dom.
I don't say that. Don't say that at all.
So it can't be Dan O'Connell.
No.
So who else? Like, let's just run through the lineup of who on Radio X likes to drink. So we finish at 10 and then it's Toby Tarrant.
Yes.
So basically, sorry, Refuge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, the track's really good. I've listened to it. Yeah, it's cool. Have you got a clip of it?
Yeah, it's on the screen share on the FaceTime, Chris.
So the band is Refuge and the track is called Bored.
Don't ask me to cue a bit.
Well, they sent in lots of alcohol for us, which is nice. No, well, you could have one of them. We could have one of the Estrellas if you want.
What have they got?
Estrella.
Big bottle of Estrella.
I don't mind that. I love that. Yeah, go on. And Estrella is worth how many seconds of a song?
Oh, it's got to be a strong 8, isn't it?
No way.
Do you not think?
No.
Was it 4?
This is 4.7%.
4.7 seconds then,
okay.
James. 4.7 seconds. Can you cue it up?
This is the chorus.
It's 4.7 seconds, but we had a deal.
Oh no, I'll feed it up.
We had a deal. You were there. You heard the numbers come out of my perfectly formed mouth.
That was the deal.
I've done Refuge a dirty.
Okay, Tom, are you gonna have one of the Guinnesses?
Yes.
What's the alcohol content in that?
That is 4.1.
All right, 4.1. You have 4.1 seconds of the chorus, Pippa.
I hope this is about the chorus now.
All right, lovely. So the band are called...
Refuge.
Refuge.
And the song is called Bored.
Can I have a Guinness?
Okay, that's another 4.1.
4.1.
Yeah, okay. 4.1 seconds.
Ready? Okay.
Yeah. Right, lovely.
That's nice. Okay, now sending in very, very strong Scottish whiskey. It's going to be 49 seconds.
Please plug my panpipe tribute band.
Yeah.
Here is a bottle of Puccini.
Do you know what? It's not a bad idea. Alcohol for seconds on the radio. Are we allowed to do that? How does that? Is that
we just did.
Fine, it's fair enough, isn't it? I've just seen the time. That kind of
it wouldn't be called payola, it would be called drunkola.
Drunkola. Dom at radiox.co.uk if you'd like to send something in. If you're a band and you want us to possibly play your song, we absolutely can't guarantee it unless there's considerable amounts of alcohol. You can send it to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London, WC2H, 7LA. Woo!
And we will be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's
22-8. Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. Right, time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond mat's best for high traffic areas. Here you go.
Aren't you from Dulux Decorator Centre?
I didn't know you...
Delivered? We do. We're with you when you're too busy to come to us.
Nice. Can I order online through my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount, prices tailored to you and Nectar points, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice one. Time for a brew.
Visit us in-store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
EasyJet Holidays Big Orange Sale is now on, right in time for sorting summer. Book now and save up to £200 off package holidays at thousands of hand-picked 4- and 5-star hotels. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Book by 11 p.m. the 6th of the 5th, 25. Minimum spend required. Apple protected. T's and C's apply.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky.
When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
At Waitrose, you can now get your everyday essentials at new lower prices. So, honey's lower, onions are lower, cucumber, pork mince, potatoes, tea bags, chickpeas and mature cheddar are all lower, lower, and yep, you guessed it, lower. Get all these and more everyday essentials at new lower prices at Waitrose. Shop in-store or online at waitrose.com today.
Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Minimum online spend and delivery charges apply. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
Andor has returned on Disney+. Critics are saying it's thrilling. Breathtakingly good. 5 stars.
The Empire cannot win.
We must stand together, or we will be crushed.
It's nothing short of a masterpiece.
You're right here, and you're ready to fight!
Andor, Season 2.
Welcome to the Rebellion.
Now streaming, only on Disney+. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
The Radio X Evening Show
with Dan O'Connell.
After almost 10 years away, the Maccabees are back and they're playing All Points East this summer. You can be there as a VIP by listening to the Radio X Evening Show.
Tonight from 7.
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Broadcasting across the United Kingdom and the world.
Radio X.
Hey, listen, we're going to have... I was just about to say we're going to have a little bit of fun, but I'm going to backtrack on that. It might not be actually anywhere near as fun for anybody. It might just be fun for me, and even then I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Right.
But I had to hang around yesterday, and so I was in a place that I'm not often in.
Yes.
The Radio X office.
Oh, that place, yes.
Did you recognise anyone?
I did get stopped at the door.
Yeah.
Right. They said, excuse me, sir, you can't come in here.
You have no place coming into this room.
No, it's Chris Moyles. And they went, no, it's not. He's never in the office. He's not been in the office since COVID.
If you can name 3 members of staff, you can come in.
Exactly.
Yep. And so, luckily, so I pointed at Matt Davison.
Yeah.
And then I looked at everybody else in the office and I thought, oh, I'll just go home.
Yeah.
And then luckily Pippa and James are right. So
there's your 3.
They let me in.
There's
your 3. Anyway, I found something that we got sent into the show a long time ago.
Right.
That we have used a few times. And I thought we could use it today and have some fun.
You haven't been rummaging in my cupboard again, have you?
No.
No, good. No.
This is the ostrich pillow.
Yes.
Wow, that was such a long time ago.
Yeah. Now, the ostrich pillow is it's a lovely little thing.
Mm.
Let me just do that there. And the idea is, it's like a neck pillow.
It's a weird... I can't even remember who sent this in. It's the weirdest thing.
The ostrich people?
The ostrich people.
Okay. So, and it's very visual, this, but so the idea is you put it over your head, right? and it blocks your eyes.
Yeah.
So it covers all of you apart from your mouth and nose.
Yes.
So you can breathe. Now, is the idea that you then, what, sleep on a plane like this or something?
Yeah, so it's got padding around, but then it's got space, two holes at the very, very top of it, so you can put your hands on your head.
Like this? Like
linked, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I look a little bit like Joey from Friends.
A little bit, with a turkey.
It is like a turkey.
Yeah.
And then what we realised was, if you turn it round backwards, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I've done it properly. I don't want to look silly.
Yeah.
You don't?
No.
Thank you.
You don't look silly at all.
No, you don't.
Matches your T-shirt. That's fine.
So the idea is, it's the world's most elaborate blindfold.
Yeah, isn't it just?
Can you see anything that we're doing now?
No.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Okay,
James.
So what are you doing?
No, nothing. I was just waving.
Hold on, I'm going to take it off now.
So do you remember what we used that for originally?
No.
Danny, was it Danny from Babe Station?
What
was she using it for?
I think we covered Dom's head with it and Danny.
Oh, and Danny. Mm.
Yeah.
And Danny walked in.
Yeah, finish that sentence.
Yeah.
Danny walked in.
Oh, yeah.
I think we covered your head with it and Danny.
And then
you
Danny.
Know.
I think we put two goggly eyes on the front, if I remember right.
Probably. Yeah.
So what we could do is, we could, if we wanted to, we could wear the ostrich pillow head back to front, so it becomes the world's most elaborate blindfold, and then we could play, what part of my body are you touching?
Right, okay. Ah. Gosh, are we... Well, I mean, that's a game, isn't it? That's a game.
Or... I'm going to put something in your hand. You tell me what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, that's very similar to the first idea.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice to see that again.
So if everyone's up for some elaborate blindfold fun, and also what I like about it as a radio feature, it's so visual.
Exactly.
It really annoys the haters.
Yes. Absolutely. And this is why we do it.
Yeah. So we're going to do that this morning.
Nice. Yeah, lovely.
Nice.
Until, we do our... Who Are You feature.
Yes.
Or B, it ceases to be funny.
Either or, we don't know yet.
I mean, if we play it after Wet Leg, we might not even be playing it by 10 to 8. It's now 7:47. So, blindfold fun coming up. In the meantime, this is the brilliant new song from Wet Leg.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful, do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits? Man down. Level up. I'm all too well, just what you're rockin' up. Giddy up. Sipping on dark fruit, this always happens late at night. Some guy comes up, says I'm his type. I just threw up in my mouth when he just tried to ask me out. Yet don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends. Yeah.
really, really. What was that? What?
Mandal.
That's it. Oh, hello, Wet
Pretty
Leg.
Pretty good, isn't it? You were in Wet Leg briefly, weren't you? Do you remember?
Yes.
We don't like to talk about it too
Where's
much.
Me in Wet Leg, Captain? Can you remember where that lives?
I'm just finding for it. I'm just finding it now for you.
You're just finding for it?
Just finding for it.
Just finding for it right now. Hold line.
Captain and I were playing a game this morning off air outside. I might talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
In the meantime, yes, I once was in the band Wet Leg. This is one of our early demos we did where I actually took the lead. Hey, you, take a look. I'm going through the big phone book. There's lots of names from A to Z. Find your name, whip, whip, whippy. I'm in the band, I'm in the band, I'm in the band, Wet Leg, 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 in the band, Wet Leg. And she comes in.
She
starts singing about a cheslong or something. And then all the band voted her version was better than mine.
Really?
And I was booted out. And that fella from the Beatles. George Best.
Yeah.
Right, so I have this ostrich pillow head thing.
Yes.
And if you put it on, you can see out of it. But if you wear it backwards, you're blindfolded. So I was thinking we could all play it.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, Pippa, if you wanted to go first, you put on the blindfold and then you put your hands out.
Yeah.
And then I you have to guess which part of my body you're touching.
Okay, fine.
If you want to do that.
This is the content klaxon.
God damn it.
Because someone in the studio has some content for the show.
God damn it. That's spoiled my fun.
So close.
Pippa, you're going to have to wait to play that.
Oh, no.
Which part of me are you touching game? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the content klaxon has gone off for, James.
Well, this is something that was nearly included in the weekend roundup.
Yeah. Oh.
It got 3.5 million views over the weekend. Hello, Tom Hardy.
Hello, Tom Hardy.
And I'm sorry it's going to ruin a song for you.
Right. Oh, is it?
If you like the song Losing My Religion.
Oh, I love R.E.M.
Dom's
and I love that song.
Sorry, Dom.
By R.E.M.
Yes.
No, it's R.E.M.
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 This guy posted it and he said, why does R.E.M. sound just like Donald Trump?
Oh, no.
What? Oh, no, it's
especially that opening line.
Oh,
no.
It's bigger.
Oh, yeah. No.
Your
God. Oh, even that bit there.
Yeah. Oh, no. I love that song as well.
What a shame. Oh,
life. What about it? It's bigger.
James, I'm really annoyed at that.
The guy who's posted it is doing the hand motions to it as well. Yeah. Like, bigger.
Life. Oh, that word life is Donald Trump.
What was that, early 90s? Stop it. Life. Stop it. It's bigger.
Automatic for the P was 91, wasn't it?
So we've been enjoying this.
At the time was late 80s, was it?
We've been enjoying this song for so many years, and now James and this guy on TikTok has ruined it by making it sound like Donald Trump. Yeah. What about it? It's bigger. Well, it's not that big, though, is it? It's bigger. You are not me. Oh, no. Ruined. It ruined my game as well. Damn you, Trump.
Ain't that the way it always starts? A simple round of conversation became a shameful equation. I flipped you station to station. Hey, don't go and turn the other way. Don't say there's nothing more to say. Come on, hear me out. Hush, hush, settle down. Button up, don't make a sound. Shame, shame, go away. Come again some other day. You used to say I couldn't save you enough. So I've been saving it up. I started saving it up.
then some other day, memories keep haunting me. Help me chase them all away. Hush now, settle down. Button up, don't make a sound. Close your eyes, turn around. Help me burn this to the ground. Come now, take the blame. That's okay, I'll play the game. I don't care, it's all the same. Watch it all go up in flames. Use me up, spit me out.
Tune, Foo Fighters and Alan Andre at Radio X. Listen, the content klaxon there, which ruined REM Lose My Religion for us, don't think that that has made me forget about my ostrich pillow, the world's most elaborate blindfold game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming back.
And Pippa did say she wanted to play. She said very, very keen to play the game with me.
It's almost
very
like keen. I knew the content klaxon was coming up.
Right. When is to Who Are You?
Half eight.
So I've got half an hour, is what you're saying.
There we go.
Between 8 and 8.30.
Fine.
Get those fingers ready, Pippa.
Okay.
Is it Chris's elbow? Is it Chris's nose?
Ooh.
Who knows which part of my body you're touching? I need to work on the...
on the jingle, yeah.
The theme. Doesn't it, by the way, doesn't need to be...
Work on the feature too.
Does it need to be just one round, Pippa? Mm. Could do this for the full...
Could do it for the full team.
Half an hour.
Right.
Mm. I mean, we'll have to keep it alive, won't we? We'll have to...
Yeah.
For audio.
You can't see. This is very silly. Which bit of me are you touching? Is it
we should have a chat. We should have a chat during the news.
Okay, fine. I'll chat during the news.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Whatever you want.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Me, somebody to love.
The dream sale ends soon. How do you beds feel?
We're comfortable with it.
Don't miss big savings on a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But we're only on sale till Tuesday, so, you know, snooze you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
EasyJet Holidays Big Orange Sale is now on. So whatever you want to get up to this summer, you can get up to £200 off perfect package holidays with a won't find it cheaper price guarantee. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Book by 11pm the 6th of the 5th, 25. Minimum spend required. See price guarantee online. Atal protected. T's and C's apply.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for £2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participate in restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
Can I get a
there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys.
We get a kebab.
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
The bank holiday is here, so why not let yourself go? To Aldi, I mean, where you'll find plump and juicy British strawberries. Were £1.85, now just £1.49. And strawberry and rhubarb lemonade, just 99p. Now that's what I call refreshing news. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Renault.
Looking to electrify your business? There couldn't be a better time with Renault Vans. Our award-winning e-tech electric van range will help you make the switch. Choose from Renault Kangoo, Traffic, or new Master e-tech electric and enjoy Renault's cutting-edge e-tech technology today. Now available with 0% APR. Search Renault e-tech electric vans. Mobilize financial services, business users only. Hire and lease purchase. Offer ends 30th of June 2025. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Imagine a mechanic. What do you see? Someone in the garage? Repairing an engine? Or do you see a problem solver? Using their skills to maintain vital equipment during an aid delivery operation. Because we do. We know you have skills. We'll show you how to use them in new ways. Find the reserve in you. Search Army Reserve. You belong here.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Hey, you, don't be silly. I'm just working on the words for
it does
my...
need some refining. You know what I mean?
Captain Crabbeard's just joined us in the studio.
Hey, Captain.
So we've got another person to play the game as well.
Yes.
Morning.
Well, Pippa's going first, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Oh, don't say it like get it out of the way. You can't wait to play the game.
Sorry, we'll craft the feature to
1% Club, Wheel of Fortune,
yeah.
My Ostrich Pillow Blindfold Game. They're probably the biggest game shows in the world.
It's the Holy Trinity.
There's never been a game show like
you.
It. Anyway, we've got that and Who Are You? But don't forget as well, I need to go in... do that. I've got a meeting just after 8:30.
Is it literally
so I might need to leave the studio for the Who Are You feature.
Right. Don't leave me on my own, please.
Yeah. Right, let's get the news and sport from Dominic Byrne. It's 3 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, months after their row at the White House, Donald Trump and President Zelensky have now signed a minerals deal. It'll allow the US access to Ukraine's natural resources. In return, America will help rebuild the country after the war. The US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says it will give a clear message to Russia.
The Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine over the long term. It's time for this cruel and senseless war to end.
In other news this morning, Radio X has been told organized gangs are smuggling piles of illegal meat into the UK in bin bags. There are fears it could be potentially dangerous. Some of it is ending up in places like markets. Almost 60 tons have been seized in Dover so far this year. The government says it has brought in tougher restrictions, though. Paul Weller and Primal Scream are amongst musicians who've defended the rap group Kneecap. It's after a video emerged from a 2023 gig appearing to show one of its members calling for people to kill their MP. The Belfast trio have apologised, but there are calls for them to be banned. And it could be the warmest start to May on record today. It's expected to get up to
47 degrees.
30 degrees. I'm saying 31, but let's see. In some parts of the UK.
Sport.
Barcelona and Inter Milan played out a 3-3 draw in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final last night.
Did you see that third goal from Barcelona?
No, I haven't seen that one. Was it a belter?
It was a screamer.
Mm.
It was a corner kick. And instead of crossing it into the box, do outside the box to that player waiting for it, he moves out the way, it goes to another player. It's obviously from
practice, training ground.
Boom, absolute screamer, scored by a former Leeds United player.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rafinha. Wow.
God, Mark Viduki, he gets everywhere, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
The winners will face either Arsenal or PSG in the final. The second leg in Italy
It'll
is
be
next
Arsenal.
Week. I think it will. Mm. Chelsea have been crowned Women's Super League champions with two games left to play. They beat Manchester United 1-0 last night. And in boxing, Chris Eubank Jr. has admitted he is open to a rematch with Conor Benn.
Yes.
He beat his British rival by unanimous decision at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium last weekend.
My son is an excellent fighter.
That's good.
Yes.
That's very good.
It's me, Christopher Livingston Eubank. My son is superb at boxing.
Your son?
My son.
Your son?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
And the sun is going to shine today?
The sun The sun is shining now as we speak, Dominic.
Right.
I was just outside.
You've got a little bit of dribble now. You've got a little bit of dribble on your chin.
You are seriously insulting.
Sorry.
And I shall have words with you.
Okay.
About this later on this afternoon.
This afternoon.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
So, lots more sunshine for the UK today. Temperatures expected to peak, let's just say it, guys, 31 degrees
today. Oh, God.
Turning milder and cloudy tomorrow. Don't worry about that. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Cheltenham! Hi, how are you doing? Chris Miles here. It's May the 1st.
Yes.
Good God, man, it's flying.
That's incredible, isn't it?
May the 1st.
I think this, we say it every year, probably, don't we? This year is zipping by.
I know.
Really is.
It's 5 years. 5 years ago, we were in COVID.
Yeah?
In the first lockdown, 5 years ago.
Incredible.
When the weather was glorious.
It was for 4 months, the day we locked down.
And we are live on Radio X till 10 o'clock this morning. We have a Who Are You coming up just after 8.30. Just after 8.30, before that, I have a meeting that I can't get out of.
Right, who's the meeting with? You haven't specified.
With Paula Radcliffe.
Oh,
were you going to say Abdul?
I thought you were going to say Abdul.
And Paula Abdul.
Oh, both Paulas?
Yes, because I am hosting the Paula Awards.
Ah.
Right.
Where famous Paulas from around the world are recognised for their work.
Oh, right.
What other Paulas?
It's quite a niche, isn't it?
Well, I'd love to answer that, but I can't because the short list of nominees hasn't been released yet.
But so let's say they were.
Sir Paula McCartney.
That's right. That's right.
Say it quickly.
Paula McCartney.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Paula Weller.
Yeah.
Paula Weller.
Yeah. Paula Weller.
And Paul the other one.
Yeah.
Right.
Paul the other one.
And that's at what, 8.31 this morning, that meeting?
Yeah, so I might have to just leave you to do Who Are You on your own.
Great, I'll squirm.
On your own. I don't know why I said that in a slightly Australian accent. As well as that, we're working on my brand new game show where we have an ostrich pillow, which goes on your head, but if you wear it backwards, you can't see.
Mm.
And we can play a game where, it's a blindfold game, basically. It's so much fun for everyone.
It's an elaborate blindfold.
Yeah, and you get to wear a silly pillow on your head, don't you? It's kind of...
And who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Mm.
So I can play that. Well, we said we'd play that game with Pippa.
Yes.
Now, what music is better for this? Is it better?
Yeah, something chintzy, not too sinister.
No, that's not sinister, is it?
More game showy music. What kind of music? What kind of music? What music do you think of if I were to blindfold you and make you touch a part of my body?
That is what I think of. So we need to lighten that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of mysterious.
Mysterious, yeah.
Oh, right, big head.
Do you want to just get out of the way now?
Sure, okay.
Okay.
I'm going first.
Get it out the way.
No. Sorry, do you want to play my brilliant game?
Get it out of the way.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
I'm going to throw this at you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you can either come to me or I will come to you. It's up to you. If you're more comfortable sitting down or standing up.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll stay sat.
Okay, now, when you put it on, because before you do, because you won't be able to see me.
Yeah,
What you need to do is you need to put your hands, palms upwards, right, as if you're surrendering.
Right.
Or do you want them...
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah, as if you're cupping.
Okay.
Hey, let's do the palms up, the hands out, as if you're cupping.
That's it. Tucking in a duvet.
Okay. That's right.
And then I will put a part of my body to your hand.
Sure.
And you just tell me what it is.
Okay. Am I allowed to move my hands at all, or do I just...
Oh, yes.
Just...
Yeah.
No.
Should we go for no?
Just deal with whatever.
Your
there.
Job is going to be so different to this in a few really months' time. Is. It really will.
I'm going to this game.
So, you're going to be on day 68 of Battle of the Sexes going, this is so different. Yeah. So different.
When do I the day after?
Oh, yeah. Now. Oh, and then I will come round.
Okay.
This is going to be such an anticlimax, by the way.
That's it. And it looks...
Can you see? No,
do you know what? And it looks good.
I can confirm. I can't see anything.
It looks really good.
Now, this... By the way, I think, let's be honest, this is the game, isn't it?
Yeah,
just to watch somebody wear that on their head.
In here.
You look like a really hot alien.
Yeah.
Move closer to the mic. Let's go in.
That's
go.
It. That's good.
I can see Dom out of here.
Can you?
Yeah, but that's all right. Okay. That's okay.
You look like your man on Star Wars.
No, yeah, very much.
You look like Admiral Akbar.
Yeah, like Akbar.
I'll tell you what, hang on.
It's a trap.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
Go on.
I'm going to put it that way so you can breathe.
You're taking it very...
a hole, but so that it covers your face.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's what's going to... That's what
right. Whatever works for you, whichever hole you're happier with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, so you can't see.
You don't look silly, you know.
Okay, great.
But I can breathe.
Okay, great. Okay, so you don't need to wear it backwards. Brilliant.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Handy.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right, so
okay,
I'm going to come round to you. This is going to be, honestly, going to be such a weak punchline, unless I risk a trip to HR.
What do you mean, punchline? Isn't this just a game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a game.
Yeah, game.
You put your hands out in front of you.
Okay, I'm turning around.
I'm going to place a part of my body near your hand, and then away you go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Chip.
Is that your catchphrase?
Well, it could be.
Right. We're working on it.
Are you ready?
No.
Let's go.
I don't like it already. And you haven't put anything. Oh, my God, I don't like it. It's theatre of the mind. No, what's that? That's horrible. It's soft and it's fleshy.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Oh! Is that the same part as before?
Yes.
Is that all of... Hang on. It's really hard. I feel like it must be a bone.
Okay.
It's your elbow.
It is! Yay! Yay!
Bing, bing, bing.
That's so good.
Well done!
That is very weird. Your brain is popping off.
That game was better than I imagined it would be.
It's meant to go.
There's some lovely quotes there, Pip.
There you go. That's how it's meant to go.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow.
That was brilliant.
How was that for you, Pippa?
Yeah, it was quite enjoyable.
Yeah. Do you want a cigarette?
It was weirder than I thought it'd be.
I've got to be honest.
It was
weird for me too.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was a good game.
Fun.
All right.
Game. Good game.
So you know what happens now, don't you?
Pippa does it again.
I think if Pippa just stayed in the chair and then just different men came up.
Yes.
Then it's starting to get seedy. I think we should change the contestant.
Radio X.
You know.
Coming up, more red hot tunes in this red hot heat wave we're having. Chris and Dom need to know who someone is when they don't know who they are.
Yeah,
Who Are You? Shortly.
I've got a meeting, don't forget, Paul.
Plus, a round of happy endings. We have a game of guessing the songs from How They End to play after 9. Pinch Punch, the first day of May.
The Chris Miles Show.
It doesn't go like that.
Radio X.
All right, it's 8:15. This game will continue. I don't care what all of you say, but it won't just be me all the time. As I'm not some kind of weirdo, for God's sake. Right, Florence and the Machine.
Don't touch the sleeping pills, they mess with my head. Dredging up great white sharks, swimming in the bed. And here comes a killer whale, sing me to sleep.
can't help but pull the earth around me to make my bed. And all my love remind me, what was it that I did? Did I drink too much? Am I losing touch? Did I build a ship to wreck? To wreck? To wreck? To wreck? Did I build this ship to wreck?
And the Machine, Ship to Wreck. Hey, it's part two of my great game. Yes, that's right. It's a big blindfold, touchy-feely game. I've still got to work out what I'm going to call it.
I think so, yeah.
Pippa has played the game. She is done.
I'm done. Tick.
She's done, and she won. James Robinson is out of the studio because we've got a problem, apparently, which is great news for me, bad news for the show, which leaves either Dominic or Captain Crapbeard to play the game.
Oh.
Who wants to play next? Dom,
what?
No problem.
Hang on, I didn't volunteer.
Well done for volunteering, Dom.
Now, you have put your hand up for a really good round.
I haven't, actually.
It's called Best of Three.
Oh, Best of Three?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, the rounds are different.
Yes, they are.
I like the twist.
I know it feels like I'm making this up as we're going along. Mm. How dare you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you will put on the ostrich pillow blindfold, but you can breathe out the front of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I do that?
Then you'll put your hands out, palms upwards, and you have to, without looking, tell me what is in your hand.
Okay.
What are you holding?
Did you wear headphones, Pip, when you had it on?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
no.
I won't either.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I am prepared.
It does look like you're searching around the studio.
It does look like that, yeah.
It seems that way.
Okay.
It does, right. Yes.
But Dom...
But Pepper...
I've got my hands out, everyone.
But no, you'd be wrong, of course.
Men, no.
I mean, look.
Yeah.
It's just funny to watch.
He's got his hands out like you're expecting.
Yeah, I am expecting to receive something in my hands.
So I'm going to come round to you, Dom.
Yeah, come on over.
And I will place an object into your hand. You tell me what it is. Then we'll do it a second time, then a third time.
Okay.
If you get all three right, you win a Guinness.
I win a Guinness. Oh, great, actually.
Oh, I'll play the game for a Guinness.
Oh, now you're interested.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Dom, I'm going to come near you, but no looking now.
Do I come over to you?
No, you can face the mic.
Okay.
I'm going to put the first item in your hand.
Okay.
And without looking, you tell me what it is.
Okay. Oh,
it kind of suits you.
Oh, it's a small one.
Yep.
It's what, Pip?
It suits you.
Oh, you've placed something light in my hand.
Mark, can I tell you?
Oh, we've got it, I've got it.
What is it?
It's a spoon.
It's a spoon.
Yeah.
Oh! Hands out for number two.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay. Oh. Uh-huh. Now that's heavier and shiny. And it's hard. Oh. And it hasn't got a lid on it. Oh, it has got a lid on it. It's an aerosol spray.
Don't spray it. No, don't
in
spray
my
it.
Face.
Don't spray it.
Okay.
It is an aerosol spray for a bonus point.
Yeah.
Is it deodorant or Dettol?
I imagine it's Dettol.
It's Dettol.
Two out of two, guys.
Right. Hands in front of you again.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. For the a full one. House.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Okay.
What is this?
Oh, it's squidgy. Do you know, I know exactly what that is.
Do you?
It's a squeezable boob.
It is a squeezable inflatable stress that ball that
anyway.
Looks like a boob.
Recognise that
well
anyway.
Done.
Hey, Dom, just face me right now.
Hello. Is that a
nice
picture, Captain?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you say you used to be a senior broadcast journalist?
I used to. Do you know, technically, Pip, I am.
Right.
Well done. Now, did you enjoy the game? Be honest.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
It's actually a lot more fun than you think it would
be. There you go.
Told you.
Yeah.
Now, Captain Crapbeard now wants to... Oh, you get a Guinness,
by
the way.
Thank you
get a Guinness.
Yes.
Pippa, you get a car.
Thank you.
That seems a bit unfair.
The prizes change all the time.
Right.
So you want to play for a Guinness?
Well, a Guinness and above.
A Guinness and a dove. Okay. I will give you a dove. And the Guinness. And James Robinson, you are now back in the studio.
Hello, yes.
You get to play the game as well.
Woo-hoo!
This is brilliant.
And
because of the success of it, if there is a problem that you were just saying off the air, we can just keep doing this all the way through to 9 o'clock.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Who would like that? Well, Devo, James Rhea. Yeah.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eyes? Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart.
Sons, and that is Rushmere on Radio X.
I prefer Caroline.
Now, who wants, and you're wrong by the way, who wants to play the game next?
I'll play it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great. James Robinson is going to play the game, the blindfold, elaborate game of fun. Now, Pippa's won a car. Dom has won a Guinness.
You won a car.
This is for...
Fucking me.
A car?
£10. Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Now.
Yeah?
I haven't actually run this by the rest of the team.
Okay.
Mainly because I just thought about it. But...
I don't like that.
If you're up for it...
Yes.
And be honest, you don't have to. It's called... Face off.
Oh, face off.
You will wear the blindfold and one of us will put our face near your hands. And from you touching our face, you've got to say which one of us it is. If it's me, Pippa, Dominic, or Captain.
Yes.
You've got to get at least one right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's the qualifications. You've got to.
You have to touch our face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
I can do that.
Faces. Easy.
Okay. Now leave your headphones off. I want everyone else to listen to me. Whatever it says, we just say no. Okay, all right. Okay. So, James, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right,
I can't hear any music, though.
It's irrelevant.
No.
And I've switched the music
There's
off.
No music anyway. Oh, okay.
So, you have to put your hands out, feel someone's face, and you'll have 3 seconds to say whose face you're touching.
Yeah, okay.
You can, but please describe it. So, like, if you can feel, like, you know, 3 nostrils or buck teeth, okay. You know, whatever, then say that, of course.
No one's got... Okay.
All right. Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We are moving seats. So, when you're ready... Feel the face of person number one.
Okay. Where's he at? Hello. Ooh. Ooh.
Now they are moving.
They're moving.
Yeah.
That is that the inflatable boob again?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's the inflatable boob.
Yeah.
It was the boob.
It's Dom's.
It was the stress ball boob. We got you there. We got you, mainly
you
because...
You don't win a Guinness.
I touched the...
Yeah, you fell at the first hurdle, unfortunately, and so there you are.
This is not the highest brow features, is it?
No. Well, no.
Excuse me.
We are
my wrong. Phone is going.
Oh.
Hello. Oh, hi, Claudia Winkleman.
Yes. Claudia Winkleman.
You'd like to host this on television because you think it's a bloody great idea.
Yeah, it's up there with the traitors.
No problem. All right. No worries. All right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that was Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, yeah. What's she saying?
Hello. Hello, people who make Big Brother. Endemol, probably. Yep. You want to license this format for a game show, but you need a host. Well, that's weird. Claudia just called me. I need to talk to you off the air.
Oh, wow.
So much
it's
fun.
It's all going on, Chris.
Right. So.
Wow.
I've still to play.
Yes.
Because I haven't played the game yet.
No, absolutely.
You haven't played
you're
the
still
game
to
yet.
Play.
Okay. Lots of Guinness is up for grabs.
Thank you.
For you, Captain.
Well, yeah. Look forward to it.
You can go next.
Okay.
I'll go last. And the prize for my round is £1,000.
Yeah.
So
you just don't want to play who are you?
£1,000.
Yeah, it feels like you're trying to get out of who are you.
Okay, well look, is it unfair?